Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Late night analyst Jason Longshore. Jason. I haven't talked to Jason in a while. Jason, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Getting ready for some World Cup qualifying action today.
Speaking of that, Miles Robinson, George Bello, what role do you think that they're going to play with the U.S. men's national team, World Cup team?
With Bello, it's a little harder to figure because he's one of the youngest players in the group, and he's just started to break into the senior national team. I think he's capable. It's just going to be down to how much Greg Berhalter rotates in a three-game set. And that's what's tricky right now is qualifying's never been in this kind of a format as everything got condensed because of the pandemic. There's three games in this window. So they play tonight in El Salvador. They play in Nashville on Sunday against Canada. And then they go to Honduras next Wednesday. So I think there's going to be a lot of rotation. I do think Bello will play, but I don't know how much he plays tonight in game one. Robinson, for me, should be one of the starting center backs. I think he showed his quality this summer in the Gold Cup. He's shown it with Atlanta United for a long time. And I think people are finally starting to catch up to what we've been seeing on a regular basis. Miles Robinson is one of the best center backs that the United States has, and he should be starting in all the major games. Is he able to go, you know, three games going 90 minutes? Maybe not. Maybe they have to pick and choose a little bit between the three games. But he's a starter with the senior national team for me.
All right, now Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, it's going to be, I mean, really a long gap between Nashville and then playing Orlando on the 10th, which would be next, I believe, next Friday, if I get my calendar dates there right. Any big changes, you think, from the new manager with a lot more time off to install some things?
I don't think there'll be big changes. I think you'll be forced into some changes coming off of this international break because of the schedule. You know, I mentioned that U.S.-Honduras game on Wednesday. That's a quick turn to Friday. If Robinson and Bello play in Honduras on Wednesday, it's going to be a lot tougher for them and probably impossible for them to factor into the Orlando game on Friday. Now, also, Venezuela is involved in World Cup qualifying in South America, and Joseph Martinez, Ronald Hernandez are both part of that squad, and they play next Thursday. So where Robinson and Bello, if they don't play in Honduras, you are going to have to deal with some travel fatigue. They should be able to get here in time. If Hernandez and Joseph Martinez don't play for Venezuela in Paraguay next Thursday, I don't even know if they'll get back in time. So I think Gonzalo Pineda is going to have to deal with some changes, but maybe not by choice. And that's going to be a tricky one because he probably won't know, at least on the U.S. guys, until that game concludes Wednesday night, early Thursday morning in Honduras.
What kind of run does Atlanta United have to go on to you know, to qualify for the playoffs?
I think, honestly, a reasonable one. When you look at the schedule, they do have a very favorable strength of schedule. Atlanta United played a lot of their tougher opponents in the first half of the season. They also have a favorable schedule when it comes to home games versus road games. If they take care of their business at home, winning the overwhelming majority of them, and they should be favored in all of them, I believe, then you're good. You're in a good spot. You go and you steal some points on the road, and Atlanta's actually been one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference on the road this season. A lot of draws, but it's tough to get points on the road. So if Atlanta can just do what they've been doing, pick up those home results because they haven't been as good as they need to be, but you're playing lesser competition now, and get points on the road, they're in the playoffs. And I think the conversation then becomes, how high can they get up that table? Because a home playoff game is very, very important in the MLS format, where it is single game knockouts. You're at home, you have a big advantage.
Jason, we talked a little bit earlier on in the show this morning about the Braves losing three in a row against the Dodgers, and how it was a little deflating after a great little series there against a very good team in the Giants. Similar with Atlanta United, right? They won four in a row, and then they have that 2-0 loss to Nashville. Do you see that as a deflating loss for them? Did it kind of disrupt the momentum, or do you think they kind of bounce back here quickly against Orlando?
I think they can bounce back because of the timing element of it. And that's what's tricky about this time of year with World Cup qualifiers and international breaks. It's almost like you come back fresh after a little bit of a vacation. And Gonzalo Pineda gave the guys a little bit of extra time off. They just returned to training yesterday. So it's almost like a fresh start. I also think the Nashville game, not deflating, but maybe a little bit of that reality check, because Nashville is one of the top teams in the East, and Atlanta is not there right now. I think they can be. I think they need to be. That's where they want to be, but they're not there at the moment. So it's a little bit of that reality check as to, yes, the results have been good, the quality of play has been good, but there's still work to do to get where they want to get.
Talking right now to Atlanta United broadcaster Jason Longshore. You mentioned Pineda, obviously, you know, first 10 days or so, it's been not that long since he's been the new manager here for Atlanta United. How do you think he's been adopted by the players, by the organization, and by just the fans in general?
Yeah, I think everybody is on board with Gonzalo Pineda. If you had a chance to hear his post-game comments, you know, he took all the criticism that anyone had about the way the game played out against Nashville. He took it and put it on himself. He's been in the situation before as a player. He knows what it's like with a new manager coming in who's trying to earn the trust of his players. He's been in the situation as an assistant coach in Seattle. It's critical that he knows the mentality, I think, of this roster. And everybody that I've talked to before the hire went down, before it was finalized, just loves the guy because he's such a good man and he's such a smart soccer guy. You know, he's one of those guys that I'm sure he's watching all of the qualifiers, you know, as many as he can today. He'll obviously be watching the U.S. very closely. He'll probably have a split screen watching his beloved Mexico as well. But he'll be watching. He'll be keeping up with his guys. He'll be keeping up with the other guys in the league to know where form is for players that he might see here in a couple of weeks. He'll also be looking ahead at players that he might want to bring in down the road. He's a video junkie when it comes to the game. Lives it, breathes it. I think he's the perfect hire for what this club needed.
Talk a little bit about Atlanta Hawks. Clint Capela got paid. What's your thoughts on that?
Love that deal for the Hawks. I love that deal for the Hawks because he gets paid, but it's a manageable way for him to get paid for the salary cap. Hawks are in a good position right now with the moves that they're making, with getting John Collins, with getting Capela now, getting Trey. You know, you've got a lot of things locked in. There, it looks like they're really ramping up to be not just that one special run and then it's hard to maintain. Mm-hmm. They have the foundation to maintain this for a little while with this Capela deal.
Jason, we got one final question, and then we'll go ahead and let you go on with your Thursday morning here in Atlanta. I think it might be the most important question that we've asked you. You watch Ted Lasso, right?
You know, I'm gonna really lose a lot of credibility here.
No way.
Out of all of the streaming services that I have, which if you're going to watch international soccer, you have to.
Right.
You have to have about five or six different ones. Apple TV is the one that I have not plumped down for because they don't have any other soccer other than Ted Lasso.
I might need to go ahead and text Jason Long for my Apple TV account. Jason, you'd love Ted Lasso, man.
Hold up,
all
you got
the
Apple
people,
TV? You got Apple TV?
I do have Apple TV, yeah.
You got money.
It's just for Ted Lasso, money, though, right? I mean, Jason, let me just tell you. I know that all those streaming services add up, but
I would get it.
If there ever was a TV show that Jason Longshore, and we'll throw Mike Conti in here too, would love, I think Ted Lasso is definitely up there. It's good. It's really good.
I'm pretty sure Mike loves it. I'm pretty sure Mike has gotten into it. I know. It's one of those that I need to just go ahead and plump down and get the subscription and binge it. But, man, gotta watch those dollars and bills a little bit sometimes.
I understand.
He got money.
I understand. No, it's not true, Jason. It's not true. Don't listen to Hugh. Jason, I appreciate you coming on. We'll obviously be keeping an eye out next week as the Orlando match becomes a great bounce-back chance for Atlanta United.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.